Blog Talk Radio.
In particular, rampant gun violence remains a hot topic at the White House.
Much of it is preventable, and the devastation is amazing.
Opening a meeting with New Zealand's Prime Minister, President Biden cited the devastation of deadly mass shootings. He met with victims' families Sunday following the deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Biden added there's an awful lot of suffering and noted the pain is palpable. He also vowed to meet with members of Congress on new gun regulations but did not elaborate. The former lawyer for Hillary Clinton's campaign charged with lying to the FBI has been found not guilty. Michael Sussman was charged with lying to the Bureau about possible links between Russia and Donald Trump during the 2016 election. Prosecutors say Sussman failed to disclose he was working for Clinton's campaign when he met with the FBI. Home prices are still soaring despite rising mortgage rates. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index for March shows a 20.6% annual jump in home prices. That tops the 20% gain the month before. Inflation and sky-high gas prices are overtaking COVID as the biggest travel concerns. The Morning Consult survey revealed about 60% of Americans said they were open to taking more trips this year than last year. However, higher prices are causing them to travel shorter distances, with one-third likely to cancel trips altogether. 90% of Americans say they take gas prices into account when deciding summer travel. The Jonas Brothers are launching a smartphone-only video subscription service. The brothers are giving fans a new way to access content through a $5 monthly membership to Scriber. In addition to behind-the-scenes content, subscribers have a chance to win prizes like a spot at the Jonas Brothers Authentic Memorabilia Pawn Shop Dollar Store in Vegas. The Jonas Brothers also plan to donate around $2 per subscription to charity. Lisa Taylor, NBC News Radio.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Cloudy skies to start the day out, moving to partly sunny skies by this afternoon. High temperatures around 67, 68 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures back down to about 54. For Wednesday, partly sunny skies yet again. High temperatures, much warmer, around 72, 73. With the chance of showers rolling in later on Wednesday night, lows back down about 56. For Thursday, Friday, and for Saturday, more clouds and a 50% chance of showers. High temperatures hovering in the upper 60s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey everyone, this is Pam Bright. I am with the Empower Me Show, and I am guest hosting for Dr. Pat today. I believe Dr. Pat is taking a self-care day, which is something that the Empower Me Show absolutely says heck yes to. So way to go, Pat. Take good care of yourself today and know that we love you a lot. And thank you for this amazing platform to be able to assist you, the listener, and in your transformation and in your life. So again, my name is Pam Bright. I host the Empower Me Show every Thursday at noon on the Transformation Talk Radio. And
Hair
Day, which is something that the Empower Me Show absolutely... Oh, that was interesting. I heard myself at the same time I was talking. Well, that's okay. Sometimes that happens in the techno world. So here we go. So I am actually doing some channeling for you today, and we're just going to see what the energies want to do. They've been kind of weird already today and yesterday, but you know what? That's the world we're living in these days. So because this is a different kind of energy today, and one that is always a surprise, we're going to have a live call-in show for you so you can call in and ask me questions, get a psychic reading from me, channeling. I do light language as well as cards and some other things that just kind of flow naturally from spirit. So would love to hear from you at 1-800-930-2819 and just tell me what you need today. Are you kind of off physically, kind of dealing with some emotional baggage, feel like you're wondering about your life path, you know, whatever it is going on, just let me know what you need. I'm dealing with a little bit of, you know, a little bit of excess physical stuff over the last week, but I'm doing great. So I'm right along with you if you're doing something physically to help yourself. I'm going to start out actually with a little bit of light language grounding for us, because that's really important for me as a host, and also really important for you, the listener, so that you can let go of anything that might be in your way right now that is distracting you from being fully present in this moment of time. So if you're in a position where you can close your eyes, that's really, really great, because that helps your body system to automatically go inward. If you are needing to be conscious and alert and driving or with other people and doing a job, then absolutely pay attention to that and know that the unconscious will pick up whatever is needed for you in the moment as you are doing your conscious life. So as always, I recommend that you connect in with your breath, your sacred breath, actually assist your body system in regulating blood pressure, in regulating heartbeat, in regulating the temperature of your body, all of the internal organs, helping them to function, helps your brain to receive more oxygen. All of these different systems work together as a whole. And so the breath helps to regulate all of the different systems of amazing life within you. So I connect into the earth as I connect in with my breath. And I ask the Earth Mother now to assist in this grounding and centering space. And I ask her energy to now come up through the core of her and allow her energy to come up into my body system now. Anaye kenaye kuladehi. Nanaye munanaye unaye. And she's just telling me to grab my crystals that I have right beside me. They're my trusted friends and guardians and assisters in the channeling that I do. Na na ye na ye ku na na ye hi a na ye. Ha la na na ye hi na na ye ha hi. So I have selenite. This is an oval-shaped selenite. And I have a labradorite here, which is also a cylinder here, or an oval-shaped, two oval-shaped connections here. The labradorite helps us to go within, really go deep within, into the core of the earth, into the core of the vortex, into the spiraling light dynamics of the quantum field. And the selenite helps with grounding and clarity and helps assist us in balancing all the different parts of us. So we thank these crystal beings for being so amazing at our health and well-being. And we ask the Earth Mother now to assist all of the body in accessing all of who it is, who you are, who I am, who we are, as human beings and as spiritual beings, as one. And so it is. And it looks like we do have a caller. I saw that flash come up. So who is our caller?
Oh, we'll take Shelley, who's calling in from Kirkland, Washington. Hi, Shelley. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Shelley.
Good morning. Thank you. Hello. Good morning.
How are you doing?
I think I'm doing pretty good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So for you, what is happening today that is something you want to celebrate, something that's a challenge for you, something that, you know, might be a little off that you're kind of wanting some assistance around?
Well, thank you. Kind of all of the above, actually. We have just a lot of activity, all positive activity in our family, but we've just got a lot of stuff going on. My mom passed away, and we're working on her house, and, I mean, we just have a lot of things, so maybe just a general energy reading.
Okay, all right. So how long ago did mom pass?
11 months.
11 months, okay. So it does take a while, doesn't it, to kind of get all of the different parts taken care of when someone passes in the family?
Yes, it does.
What are the specifics right now that you're dealing with that passing?
Well, we're selling her house. We're updating and remodeling her house, and we're getting ready to put it on the market in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, just finishing, you know, cleaning up the details of her life and closing out her life in every area.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand. Anything else that you want to share with me about that?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. So coming from my own experience with that, last year we dealt with my husband's passing, but we had to get his mom into assisted living and had to sell her home and all that kind of stuff. So there was a lot to that. And that transition alone took us about a year to deal with. We also just had a memorial for my father. And so that was definitely a shift. My brother, thank God, he was able to take care of all of the details with that. But emotionally, it really takes a toll on the family system. And things that you may or may not have even realized were stressful for you may show up as that, or it may be totally relieved, as has happened for us in our home. What is going on dynamically with your family since the passing of mom? Have you noticed a shift?
Yes, definitely. So I am the last, I came from a large family. When I think about Thanksgiving table, you know, 14 people around that table, and now it's me and my niece, my daughter, my sister's daughter. My sister passed away also. And so that I feel like it's all of this responsibility has landed on me, although I have an absolutely fabulous husband who is taking point on the project of my mother's house, which I am eternally grateful. And so everything about this transition has been lovely. Her friends, her have come forward. We did a beautiful memorial for her in March, and, friends came out. And so there's a lot of joy, and there's a lot of ease. And when you say relief, there is a lot of relief that my mother had passed because she just was never going to get well.
Mm.
So, but that doesn't relieve my heart and the emptiness.
Yeah. Right. Right. I understand. Were you and your mom close?
Very. No.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's something that that I've been experiencing with my father is, and I'm not saying that there's one right way or wrong way, but people experience grief in different ways. And even though there's relief that mom is not suffering any longer in a physical body, there is that void that is very present for you, sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. So something that I'm wondering is, have you had any connection energetically or physically in your body system in that connection with mom since she's passed?
I think I have. I've been very... I have to stay busy because if I'm idle, my mind starts to go 90 miles an hour, and I'm such a worrier. I have really tried and worked hard at changing my thought pattern to not be in that fear mode of anxiety, and it's working. And but I think that I have had her presence around me, most definitely.
Great.
And I talk to her, what is in my highest good? My question is, what is in my highest good to know about you? What is in my highest good for me to know what I should know about your passing? I found her. She had passed away in her home, in her bed. And it was a good night the night before to her not answering her phone and walking in and finding her. And I just, I guess I just want an answer about that.
I get it. Okay. So
yeah,
when you asked her, have you received any insight?
Yeah, I have. That quit asking. You're fine. Quit asking. You're fine. Quit asking the question and listen.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I get, just stop and listen.
Okay. So when you hear that from her, what goes through your mind when you hear that answer?
Comfort, because she always told me I worried too much and I overthought everything. So she would always say, just let it go. Just go. Just let it go. Just, be now. And
okay.
But what if?
Okay. All right. So she is now assisting you in this lifetime to let go of worry.
Yes, I'm sure she is.
So, and it's not something when a worrier, when someone deals with anxiety all the time and you tell them to not worry, like telling a human to not breathe, right?
that's ridiculous.
It doesn't always give us the comfort that we were hoping for, right?
So, no, it's deeper than that.
Yeah, so you might consider with mom, you might consider starting a further dialogue. Like, okay, so don't worry. So mom, what do you want me to know most right now?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you really want to tell me right now? What's going to be the best and highest for me right now? Okay.
Yeah, that's very good.
Okay. So would you like some assistance with that?
Yes.
Okay. So let's find out. What's going on, Mom? What's Mom's name?
Her name is Dee.
Dane?
Dee.
How do you spell
D-E-E.
That?
Yeah, I believe it's Dee, D-E-E.
Oh, Dee. Okay, all right. All right, so let's just connect in with Dee. And ask her, so what is it that you most want your beloved daughter to know right now? What's the highest and best for you? Nanaya, canaya, nahi, nahi. I often use light language in my channeling because light language goes right to the heart and to the soul, and so it comes through into your body system to communicate. So it will connect with your guides, teachers, and angels, and they will assist with that interpretation for you. And I also work with a guide named Oren, who assists with light language transmissions and interpretations. So we ask Oren to now come in as well and assist with this communication from D. Nana yelahi chituna sena yehuna. So I'm seeing a lot of plant life around. Did she love the outdoors?
She loved her garden.
Uh-huh.
And her landscaping was very important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, of course she would be there then. Of course she would be there. She's connected a lot to the fairy kingdom and to the plant life. The fairies were master gardeners. So of course she would be with them. So we ask that the fairies now come in and assist. And tell me your name again, sweetheart.
Shelley,
okay. So the fairies, I would like to know how the fairies can assist Shelley as well right now. Dee, how can the fairies assist Shelley right now? Oh, well, of course she's saying get outside. Get outside, yeah. Be with nature, be with the water. Definitely be with the water.
Mm-hmm.
The water is... The water is your conduit for your electrical body system, which connects to the earth's body system.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you connect to the earth's body system and the earth's electrical system, then you are balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Anae na ye na iu anae ya anana ye hi. So I keep hearing heart. Did your mom have a heart condition?
I think she may have passed from a heart episode. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Because I kept hearing heart. And once again, the body is our way. The body is a way to express spirit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're soul first, and mm-hmm. that's what she wants me to remind you of. We're soul first. So mm-hmm. she chose, you chose to come into a human form
mm-hmm.
so that you could experience all of your soul,
mm-hmm.
which is your connection to the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And so our soul actually has its own timeline of when it's ready to transition.
Mm-hmm.
And the body has to go through what the body goes through, the human self, with its egoic experience of emotions, which is not a bad thing. That's why we're here as humans, to experience all of those things. And so,
mm-hmm.
and... the soul is here to comfort. The soul is here to say, you're exactly where you belong. You're exactly where you need to be. There's nothing wrong with you.
Right.
You're exactly perfect as you are. And what I'm also hearing is that I'm to remind you that you have a team of helpers
mm-hmm.
to assist you in this lifetime, human mm-hmm. and non-human. And so call on your angels daily. Ask your spirit guides all the time for help.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's their job, is to assist you. But they need you to ask them. Otherwise, they'll just watch you.
Right? Yeah.
They need to know that you want their help.
Of course. Yeah.
So the more that you ask, the more that you will receive,
mm-hmm.
and the more that they will give. And so D okay. is very, very much, you know, here to assist you now. Maybe yeah. even more than when she was alive. Because now she doesn't have the constraints of the human body.
Yes.
That
yes.
can tend to get in the way of real, true soul connection.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So now, okay, she's saying you can connect to me all the time, but I'm also hearing mm-hmm. daily.
Mm-hmm.
So connect with her daily.
Mm-hmm.
And you might try different ways. You know, go out in the garden and mm-hmm. ask her how to do this particular thing with the plants, you know, whatever it is that you're like, I don't quite know how to do this part with this particular mm-hmm. plant or this particular flower. Mom, what do I do? And mom will come in and assist.
Yeah.
That's one great way she can do that. Another way you can connect with mom is through writing. I highly recommend if you've not done an official goodbye ceremony. I know you did it in a memorial. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't, like, written a goodbye letter, that might be really cathartic for you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's really a wonderful way to acknowledge the passing and to completion.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you have completion in your life, it opens up the newness for you.
Sure, that's very good.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's get a card. I've got two different decks. I've got Conversations with God, and I've got Sacred Power Reading cards. Which ones speak to you the most?
Conversations with God.
Conversations with God. Okay, what is the best card for dear Shelley today? Let's see. This one right here. Call on me whenever and wherever you are, separate from the peace that I am.
That's perfect.
Okay?
Thank you.
So that's the message. Call on Creator. Call on God. Call on the Spirit of the universe. And that Spirit will answer. And that Spirit sometimes comes in the form of a flower or a rock or a crystal or a dolphin. Or your children, just be open and aware and acknowledge the presence.
Okay.
Okay?
That's perfect. Thank you so, so much.
So can you leave your email with Benny, please?
Yes.
And then we can connect after this?
I'd love that. Thank you.
Wonderful. Can you take that, please, Benny?
Will do.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, Shelley, and know that you're totally loved.
Thank you so much.
Okay, honey, bye-bye. Well, there you go, folks. There's our first caller. Thank you for coming to this show today. We are opening the phone lines for you to experience yourself as spirit in form, because that's the sacred journey, is how can I be a spiritual being having the human experience and acknowledge both at the same time, marrying the two together and knowing that I am fully embraced by all the support that I could ever need in this lifetime. So if that calls to you, please call me here at 1-800-930-2819. And let me know what's going on for you, because, you know, we're all going through something, right? We're all going through something, whether it's physically, like getting over some kind of cold crud, which I am. I'm doing well now, but oh boy, you know, we go through it, right? Emotionally, through the passing of a loved one or a death of an animal or a loss of a job. Or a promotion, even a good thing in your career. You know, anything is possible, because we are here to experience every kind of experience that we can have. as long as we are open to that experience, we will get the lessons that are involved with it. When we resist, that's when we come up with problems and challenges and stuck energy, right? We want to open the energy up to experience all of who we are. And the less that we resist that feeling, that emotion, that challenge that's in front of us, then we really open to fully knowing ourselves and fully being able to express who we are to other people. So once again, I am Pam Bright with the Empower Me Show, filling in for Pat, Dr. Pat. She is taking care of herself today so that she can come back fully in her power and fully able to experience all of you on this amazing talk show. So we're going to take a break so that we can, you know, give you a little bit of information from the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio, and then come back and we'll take your questions, take your comments, take your suggestions, anything that you'd like on the show at 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Day attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Is divinity within you. Join Lisa Bels on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Hi, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist with Drina Layton.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martez and with Drina Layton show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insight on how to turn things around and gain the merit for life mindset.
Thank you.
I am Pam Bright with the Empower Me Show, filling in for Dr. Pat today, who's taking a self-care day, which is really, really, really important, guys, for you to do for yourselves as well. If you are not taking care of yourself and making you the priority in your own life, then you are missing out on the fullness of being alive. So I highly recommend taking at least one care day a month, if not more than that. I actually take one care day a week for myself, which I really highly recommend. The less that you can push yourself forward and stress about life and worry about moving forward, the better you are in everything, every kind of possible action and reaction in life that you can have. So when I was working full-time at a job outside of my home, and I was working full-time with other people in service, they were the most important ones for me to be focused on. Now, I'm my most important person to be focused on, and I don't say that as an ego stance. I say that as a self-care stance. I check in with my eating. I check in with my sleep. I check in with my emotional needs. I check in with my family. I'm checking in on a regular basis to make sure that I'm healthy. I make sure that my connection with source is really important and solid. So what is it that might be a little off for you today that you could be assisted with in your life? If you want to call 1-800-930-2819, I believe is the number. It is up on your screen. Then I can assist you in whatever you need. So I've got my trusty card decks here that I like to use for assistance. I've got my crystals, got my selenite here, and I've got my labradorite here, and I've got my sound items that work as well here. See, that might also come through as a helper. I just use whatever tools want to be used in a channeling session when I work, because energy is everywhere in everything. So when we can utilize all of the different tools that are at our disposal on a regular basis, then we are truly using everything that we've been given in this lifetime. So what is it that you want to talk about today? We just had a wonderful caller call in. Her name's Shelley. And thank you, Shelley. I'm so blessed to be able to assist you in your life today. And many blessings, and know that you are absolutely loved today by me and by many, many people that know you. So I will be reaching out to you to continue this conversation if you want to continue that. If any of you who are listening would like to reach me, you can reach me here at Transformation Talk Radio. I'm on the phone lines, as I said. You can also chat. I've got a chat line to be able to talk to me here. Or you can reach out to me privately at theempowermeshow@gmail.com or go to brightbutterflyenterprises.com and I will assist you there. I do a lot of different things to help you on your transformation journey to be able to access the emotional needs that you have, the spiritual needs that you have, the physical needs that you have. Really, all of the spiritual energies are at your disposal. You just simply need to ask that help to come. And they're listening, they're waiting, they're on standby, as I say, to help you. So you don't have to do life alone ever. You always, always, always can get the help that you need right now. So let's see what I can do for you at the moment. I'm going to pick a card. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick a card. And we're going to connect in with the energies that are listening to this broadcast and see what energy help you get to have right now. First, I'm going to show you this, the back of this card, which is really awesome. This is the Flower of Life symbol. Move it a little bit so that you can see it. I'll go a little further. See that? That's a beautiful connection to sacred geometry. And let's see what we have here. Okay. Oh, self-love. Isn't that appropriate? So this is a being that's showing her light inside of her. So her light as a spiritual body inside of the human body. And you see how her light is emanating outwards, right? It's totally inside of her, but it's also shining outward to other people. So where is your light right now? How's your light body doing? Do you feel like it's dim? Do you feel like it's shining brightly? Do you feel like it's there's a little bit of bumps and darkness in there? What's going on with your light body? Let's check in, shall we? I'll just do some channeling with that and connect in with our light beings of the star systems, from the star systems. We're actually going to check in with the great central sun. Let's open that portal now from the great central sun and ask those energies from the great central sun to come into this vortex of energy here in this space. Enana ye kadaina. Ananana ina na na. Oh, these energies are very, very ancient. Very ancient. Goes back for like when the earth was first formed. Anana hi na na ye. Anana hi ye. So at the very beginning of time, there was nothing but darkness. Nothing but darkness, and then light appeared. Light appeared in the form of stars. And these stars emanated light for the first time ever. And that light shone on the earth. And there was no life yet. It was just this rock, as they say, called Earth. And from there, all these different beings appeared in the form of plant life and rocks appeared. And those rocks, as we know them now, are crystal beings. Crystals are very alive. We know that crystals are alive because we connect to them. And if you allow yourself, your inner self, to really listen, they will give you information. And so those crystal beings are the ones that really, really want to assist you right now. They want to assist you. So let's see which one wants to assist first. Okay, this labradorite wants to assist first in your earth walk. Okay. So for me personally, this labradorite wants to assist me in my healing, in my respiratory system, in my nasal passages, in my heart, and in my lungs, in my blood pressure, in regulating itself, and my pulse. It wants to assist my brain, and actually it's wanting to balance my brain, but it's also wanting to balance yours. So we're going to allow the Menahui now, who are experts at connection with the brain, to come in fully now and assist with this balancing of the left and right hemispheres. So I'm just putting this labradorite right on my head, right in the middle of my head, in between both hemispheres. And when we go back and forth between left and right, we help to bring the physical memory of balance into our bodies. So you can do this anytime simply by crossing your left and right sides of your body. Kina, 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 kina. This is considered brain gym. This is something that is a science that helps with balance in the body in all ways. So any time that you cross, you're helping your brain to activate all of you. Kenu, 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 kenu. All right, so they're wanting me to remind you, especially those of you who are saturated with the advertising world, which many of us are, remind you that the remedies, the natural remedies of this earth are very alive and well. And they want you to remember that you have been given every single possible remedy that you will ever need access to. You have the ability to find those things that will assist you on a daily basis. Pharmaceutical companies actually create drugs that will help you heal. But you are the healer. You are the one that accesses the healing. They are simply a band-aid for you to help you to get to your regulation of health in your body system, your homeostasis, if you will, inside of you. When you fully and completely connect to the God of your understanding, replace whatever word you need in that moment, whether it's creator, great spirit, universal mind, whatever that is, your higher self. When you connect fully with that and you allow all of the spirit guidance that's available to you now in to help you to have homeostasis within your body, in every system. You will be given whatever food, whatever drink, whatever remedy you need. You simply need to listen and ask that health be the paramount force within you. You must desire that in order to create it. So that is the main message today from the Menahui, from the stars, from the great central sun. Thank you for being here. This vortex is now open for guidance from those that are listening. and with a breath that you are in access to. The breath breathes you automatically, but when you consciously breathe, it brings more awareness in to your being. So we do have a few minutes left if you want to call in, guys. It's 1-800-930-2819, and I am here for assistance if you need it or want it. If you want to me to draw a card for you, I've got my cards here. If you want me to ask your guides to assist in your assistance, I can do that as well. If you have a question and need some guidance around, I can assist you with that as well. This is your show to be able to get the help that you need today for your well-being. This is what I do in life. This is what I do for fun. This is what I do for my life's work on the planet, is that I connect in with whatever energy wants to come in for you. I also use sound. Sound. We also have this lovely that I'm going to show you. This lovely is a hand pan. Isn't that pretty? So that's my hand pan, and that anytime we use sound in the body, it actually helps to shift the energy. So we want high vibration energy in the body to be really healthy. So when we deal with anger and fear and worry and doubt and anger and rage and all of those emotions, those are called lower emotions, right? If we have a scale, there's a scale that somebody created so you can see it visually. Those are called lower consciousness vibrations. The idea that we want is to raise the vibration up. So there are many ways to do that. One of them is sound. One of them is through movement, like tapping. Tapping is another way to kind of wake up the body. So it helps to shift the energy in the body. We want to shift the energy in the body, right? Through breath. As I said, bringing in sacred breath helps to raise your vibration. Dance is another great way to shift the vibration and raise it up. And it's great, especially if you're feeling lethargic, to just get up and move. Even if it's a little bit, it's going to make a difference. Using light. I use light quite a bit to shift my own energy. One of the things that I learned is even if you can't physically see, for whatever reason, your eyes, maybe you're blind, maybe you have a condition where your eyesight is off, maybe your eyes are closed and you can't physically see light, you can still experience light in your consciousness. So you bring the light to you. Simply ask it to be present. It is a consciousness that is here for you. So bring it in and practice this. Just do this and allow the light that is coming in with your breath. Invite it in. Invite it to fill up your whole heart. And then blast it out through your hands and your breath. And as you do that, you light up everything. You light up other people. You light up the waters. You light up the earth and her plants and her grasses and her trees and her wind. The wind moves the light around, right? Anything like that is really a wonderful meditation to practice. That's something else I do to raise my vibration up. Let's see, what else do I do? I use crystals, as I said. I'm currently wearing a hematite necklace, which is a grounding energy to help me stay in my body, because it's vital that I stay in my body to have this wonderful spiritual earthly experience. Stay in my body. let's see what else. Okay. Conversations with God wants to give you a message as well today. So I'm going to do this too. Anybody who wants to just chat in the chat box, you can do that too and send me a message and let me know what you need. We've got a, looks like we're running out of time, but if you do it quickly, I can get an answer to you. So you can do that. Thankfulness, very important. Thankfulness is the most powerful statement to God. Right, if you need to replace the word God with great spirit or great mystery or Jesus or Yahweh or Buddha or, you know, the next door neighbor, I don't know, something that is outside of you, that's bigger than you, right? That's what we want to work with when we say God. We want to acknowledge the presence of something that's outside of ourselves, right? Because if we're just living inside of ourselves and not connecting with anything else, then we're alone and we're lonely. So I invite you to allow, even if it's just a little smidgen of reality, of another reality to come in, then just open the door just ever so slightly to the possibility of something greater than you. That's my invitation today. So if you, once again, if you want to get a hold of me, you can go to Empower, Empower, me, show, show, the Empower Me Show, at gmail.com, and I will be thrilled to hear from you.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. Well, welcome back to the work week and after Memorial Day. Hope everyone enjoyed it. 405 northbound is still a little heavy up through the Kennedale Hill as you're rolling up into Bellevue. Also on I-5 northbound just south of Seneca Street, a disabled vehicle partially blocking the right hand of the lane. That's right. Stay tuned, because coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, the Dr. Pat Show. Special guest hosts again. This time, it's Jason and Patricia Roan with Metaphysical Skills Everyone Needs Now. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden says he'll meet with members of Congress on new gun regulations following last week's shooting in Texas. He made the comment this morning while welcoming New Zealand's Prime Minister to the White House. Biden cited the devastation of deadly mass shootings and said much of it is preventable. Today marks 1 week since the South Texas Elementary School massacre. The small community of Uvalde will begin burying the 19 children and two teachers killed at Robb Elementary. The shooter was killed by law enforcement, but there are still many unanswered questions about the time of their response. Flags are at half-staff today across Virginia in remembrance of the lives lost in the 2019 mass shooting in Virginia Beach. Gunfire erupted 3 years ago today when a man fatally shot 12 people and wounded several others. Governor Glenn Youngkin announced all flags of the U.S. and Commonwealth of Virginia be lowered until sunset. Ukrainian prosecutors are accusing over 600 people of committing war crimes on behalf of Russia. The list of suspects includes high-level military officials, politicians, and Russian propaganda agents. The Senate Minority Leader says some of his Republican colleagues are on the wrong track when it comes to foreign policy.
There is some isolationist sentiment in my party that I think is wrong-headed, and I wanted to push back against it.
Kentucky's Mitch McConnell said he went to Ukraine to prove wrong a European sentiment from the Trump administration that the Republican Party isn't interested in the NATO alliance. The Atlantic hurricane season is officially underway tomorrow, and forecasters say there's a 60% chance the remnants of Pacific Hurricane Agatha could redevelop into a cyclone over the next 5 days. AAA's Mark Jenkins says their new survey finds 25% of Floridians would ignore an evacuation warning.
Some of the top reasons that they have cited: can't bring their pets, they don't know where to go in case there's damage to their home and property, they want to be able to stick around and be able to fix it, and financial reasons, maybe they can't afford a hotel.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
You saved my life. You held my hand when I was scared. You helped me say goodbye to my dad. You were an example for me. You gave me strength when I thought I had none left. I couldn't tell you then, but I want to say thank you, all of you, for everything. Thank you to the physicians, nurses, and others working in America's hospitals and health systems. A message from the American Hospital Association, American Medical Association, and American Nurses Association.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Cloudy skies to start the day out, moving to partly sunny skies by this afternoon. High temperatures around 67, 68 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures back down to about 54. For Wednesday, partly sunny skies yet again. High temperatures, much warmer, around 72, 73. With a chance of showers rolling in later on Wednesday night, lows back down to about 56. For Thursday, Friday, and for Saturday, more clouds and a 50% chance of showers. High temperatures hovering in the upper 60s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi, this is Jason and Patricia. We're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Hopefully she's getting the rest that she wants. And we're getting a chance to talk to all of you today during Dr. Pat's show. We've noticed for years that many bright, accomplished people believe in metaphysics. If I could get it out, it would be much better. But strangely, they keep it a secret. Why? Because they feel it would discredit them and their reputation within a professional community. Today, we'll make a case for you to make metaphysics central to your life. We're Jason and Patricia, and we're married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, I'm going to just take a moment and say thank you, Dr. Pat, for giving us this opportunity. And I hope you're having a good time wherever you are.
And if you're listening right now, Dr. Pat, turn off the radio. I mean, go enjoy
there you
yourself. Go relax. Okay.
All right. So, Jason, why should those in the audience make metaphysics central in their lives or take time to learn and develop their own abilities?
Quickly, because it gives you the answers to questions that everyone has sometimes in their lives.
Sure.
Now, I have to quickly point out that not all metaphysical training is the same, and the ecosystem approach is designed to do all the things that we talk about today.
Yes, yes, yes.
So at some point in your life, and we've been doing this for over 20 years, I guess it's 22 now.
Yes, together, by the way.
Together, you know, and we have separate clients and we work separately, and then we always work together. But during all that time, we have people come to us and invariably they have questions.
Yes.
And these are the questions that
are the most common.
Are the most common, and the ones that, that say, okay, you should have an understanding. You should have developed these abilities from metaphysics, because at some time in your life you're going to ask why.
Okay.
Why did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have this disease?
Mm.
What is my purpose?
Mm. Yeah.
What should my path in life be, and why should
okay.
that be my life path?
Okay.
Science doesn't give you those answers.
Mm.
And it might give you, I'm sure there's some sort of expert will try and give you a guess.
Okay.
But it's not the answer. And that's one of the most basic reasons that metaphysics is important. So let me tell you a story. This, I think, is a really good story. There was we were traveling, and I was there. I was with my daughter, who was 14 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother had died 7 years earlier of Hodgkin's disease, a form of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter was complaining that she was having trouble breathing. We took her to the emergency room. It was a small hospital. It was, you know, we were away from home. And I remember it was in this hallway. It was a small hospital, so it was in this hallway. And the doctor came out with an X-ray, and he shoved it into the X-ray machine. And there was this big image around her heart, which I had seen before. That was exactly the image that my wife had. When they diagnosed her with Hodgkin's disease, that she eventually died from. And the next thing I knew, I was on the floor.
I'll bet.
You know, I've never fainted in my life, and that was, you know, I was on the floor, and they were all gathered around me, and trying to figure out what was going on.
Talk about changing your perspective.
Exactly. But, you know, we took her to a very well-known, I'm not going to say the name, but a very well-known hospital that, and the oncologist told me that he was the best in the United States. So it was
okay.
It was well thought of. He wasn't modest, but he was the best in the United States.
Okay.
And he told me that there was no coincidence. It was a coincidence that this was the same thing that her mother had, but there was no...
In the same place.
In the same place. Because you can have Hodgkin's disease manifest in different lymph nodes in your body.
That's right.
He said there was no connection whatsoever. Now, I know with every fiber of my being now, and back then I kind of had a big hint that couldn't be right.
Yeah.
It couldn't be just an accident.
Right.
But
Or it was just a coincidence.
That's some of what science uses when they don't know.
Right.
Coincidence, random, it's an accidental.
So there's your very first reason for saying you need to understand metaphysics.
If you have refined intuition, which we're going to talk about later,
yes.
You can see the energy, and that energy, you start to see patterns, and you start to see connections.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm lucky. We're both intuitive. We're married. We talk about this stuff all the time.
We
talk about the patterns that we see all the time, and they link up.
It's actually kind of incredible.
So let's talk about some of the other questions you're going to want to know in your life. You want to know more about yourself. What's your
sure.
purpose?
Sure.
Why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
How can I be happy? Oh, my gosh, we've gotten that one so many times.
Here's my favorite one. Oh.
We've got a lot of those. And programming yourself like a machine, you will never get those answers. And that's the common way that people try and function in this world is through programming.
Correct.
So what about understanding other people's motives?
That's such a big one.
What's the truth in this situation? In the age of cults and conspiracies, how do you know the truth?
Well, and
there's a way.
Okay, and I'm going to say, am I correct, Jason? What you're pointing out is these are different aspects of life and living that metaphysics can actually help you with the answers.
Yes.
Okay.
Specifically the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
But, okay, what if I want to have great success? There's been millions and billions of dollars spent on self-help. You know, if you want to be successful, this is what you do.
Correct.
But people give you a formula.
Yes.
The key to success, and I'm going to tell you right now, okay, the key to success is not outside of you, but understanding what's inside and what's uniquely in your way.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is uniquely your talents and ability. And as you uncover those, you don't have to program yourself. You don't have to force yourself to get them. You can uncover those. And that's what That's where your success lies.
Okay.
You know?
So, Jason, and I know we're going to get back to a lot of that, but what about unexplained phenomenon? Ghosts, visions, voices, or just even accidents. Is life really random?
That's the point. You know, ironically, over all the years that we've been doing this, those questions come up less often than why am I here? Why do I feel this way?
Right.
What's, you know, how come I can't find someone to love?
Right.
You know, what's my purpose? Yeah. Why can't I be successful? Those are the ones we get most of the time.
Correct.
But we get these on occasion. And the only way you can understand those things is with an understanding of energy via your refined intuition, so you can see those patterns.
That's correct.
It doesn't give you a definitive answer. You know, science gives you, you know, we know with a certain percent of confidence that this is true.
Right.
In the non-physical dimension, you don't get that kind of solidness, but that doesn't mean it's not true.
And I want to go back to your daughter's cancer and his first wife's cancer. The bottom line is that the doctors just, you know, it's cancer. That's it. That's the way it is.
That's all there is.
That's all there is. And the bottom line is that we know, and especially since we've been doing this for quite some time, we know there is a reason that cancer happens. Yes, I admit, environment, food,
toxic
things, toxic energies. We know all that, but we know with the ecosystem approach, those things can be not only addressed, but they can be cleared. They can be removed.
There's always a story.
Always.
Behind an illness or disease.
Correct.
Especially childhood illnesses. Oh my gosh, we're going to talk about that in the next segment.
Yes, you know,
but refined intuition is something that everyone aspires to develop and can develop over time. We think that it's just not that we have intuition.
Oh, no.
Everybody can have it.
Right.
If you're listening right now, you can have it too. It's essential to life.
Right.
It's part of how we're designed. We're designed to have intuition. Ask my dog. When my dog stands at the door and looks at it for 5 minutes, he knows, he's using his intuition, you know, that mommy or daddy will someday
they're going to open that door for him. Yes, absolutely. And by the way, he's a little cutie, but that's a whole other thing. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Metaphysics, as taught by the ecosystem approach, can offer answers to most questions that you'll have in your lifetime. Understanding why things happen, your purpose about relationships, motives, and truth are all the result of using the ecosystem approach and applying it in your daily life.
Okay.
Refined intuition is something that everyone aspires to and can have by applying the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach helps you develop all the abilities of metaphysics by focusing you on internal abilities that are already present but untapped and dormant.
Oh, I get it.
That's what we say, we have to uncover as opposed to, you know, tell yourself, you know, I'm going to force myself to do this.
Or use affirmations, that kind of thing. Yes, we totally get that. So in the next segment, we're going to talk about how in the age of Aquarius, it's time for metaphysics to be mainstream because of its usefulness and the possibilities that are basically invisible today. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. We're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Thank you again, Dr. Pat. And you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet. You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hofberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfeld.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. We're sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and this is Jason and Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about how in the age of Aquarius, it's time for metaphysics to be mainstream because of its usefulness and the possibilities that are basically invisible today.
Well, and Benny did the Age of Aquarius just before the break, so that's perfect.
I love it. Thank you, Benny. We appreciate
that's
that.
That's a metaphysical happening that most people wouldn't get. Yes, that's not a coincidence. Yes.
We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, I understand that there are many ways metaphysics can be of benefit. What would you consider the greatest possibility of metaphysics today?
Well, of course, for innovation and progress.
Sure.
But not just for technology. Mm. That's where when we talk about innovation and progress, we think about technology.
Sure.
But for human interactions, relationships, and social structures.
I love that, everyone. That's my emotions. I love that.
You know, you don't get divorced out of logic. You don't have a bad relationship because logically...
Please don't talk about my past relationships here.
You know... That's been such a big deal when we work with clients over these years.
True.
That it's not because of logic, it's because of emotions.
Well,
and people have no idea. We're having a mental health crisis in this country.
Truly.
You know, we're having a mental health crisis with children because of the fears and anxieties related to pandemics, school shootings, all those things.
Exactly.
What's the way out? Well, the way out is restoring yourself back to the way you were designed.
Correct.
Which is a healthy place. And
whether
it's so
it
obvious,
feels that way and in the yes. moment or not.
What's so obvious to us is that we're trying to program children and people who have mental health problems out of having mental health problems. And programming, the frame of programming, is what's created it in the first place.
Well, and I'm going to jump in and say one of the things that we have observed is mental health problems come from negative energy, i.e. understanding metaphysics and using the ecosystem approach can help you
understand negative energy.
Exactly, exactly.
So one of the biggest benefits of metaphysics is to create an understanding of essence. Some people call it soul. We use the word essence and its value in society.
Correct.
Now, people give lip service to soul, like, oh, you're my soulmate, and or this is my soul purpose, or my soul hurts. And all those things may be true,
right?
You know, but that doesn't give you enough information. We see the soul is the essence is a complex energy that knows what's right for us, directs our physical body, is the conduit through where we find intuition, gives us access to more information.
And it also, believe it or not, talks to us and tells us what's wrong.
Now, one of the big things it can tell you is...
And what's right, excuse me.
You know, should I marry this person? People come to us.
Yeah.
You know, people are programmed to believe that information is outside of you.
Yeah.
People come to us all the time and say, you know, should I marry this person? Is this, you know, is this going to be a problem?
Right.
And, you know, I like them, I love them, but there's this thing and there's this thing, you know, all those things. Well, the answer isn't with us. What we do is we go to their essence with them.
Yes.
To help them understand that the answer to that question.
And how we do that. I realize it's part of the entire show. It's by helping people remove negative energy so you can gain the clarity that you need so you yourself can understand, is this person the person I should marry, or is this situation right for me? We'll say it that way.
Part of the problem is that science has routinely rejected anything intangible.
Yes.
And then it puts those things as a function of religion or philosophy.
Correct.
The energy of metaphysics is everywhere. It's not just religion or philosophy.
Okay.
It's all part of life, and humans have the ability to perceive it. Now, we're not anti-science.
Oh, no, not at all.
Science has a
limitation.
A limitation and perspective that is narrow, and it doesn't include this, and it should.
It really, really should.
We see things... You know, the other day we were at the doctor, and he was giving us he was giving you an exam, and you were telling him how chiropractic had helped you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he said, and this is being very honest, he says, I have no way to understand that. In other words, he was saying his training as a doctor, he has no way to understand how chiropractic works. We do. When you understand metaphysics, you understand how chiropractic works, acupuncture works.
Because
energy. It's about energy.
It is about energy and the alignment of that energy so that energy can help you understand your life.
Exactly. But he had no way to understand it.
Right.
And he wasn't being condescending or disrespectful.
And by the way, he was actually a very good doctor in his field.
And I know that he knows that chiropractic is helpful. He just doesn't know how it can be helpful.
Exactly.
You know, and he probably assumes that it's some sort of psychosomatic thing. So, you know, science has the false belief that you can decide what's best for you based on what's outside of you. And the best knowing for you is actually within your essence.
Correct.
Your essence is your best mentor.
Right.
Here's the problem.
Okay.
What we found is that when you want to start to go inward and you start to use those abilities, they're not capable right from the beginning.
Well,
and the reason is,
there you go.
We made this discovery, and I want you to understand this is huge, that we found that 80% averagely people have their essence encumbered with negative energy.
Correct.
When you're the thing that makes you work is covered up with 80% negative energy, it doesn't work the way it's supposed to. So when you try and use it the way it was intended, it doesn't work that way. And it got that way from Programming.
That's correct.
Now, if you want to know more about this, you can go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for the free section, and we've got a two-part article about the discovery of the of how we found 80% of people, even when they come in, children come in with 80% of their essence encumbered with negative energy.
Exactly.
So,
And the question that I think that the audience should be asking themselves is, well, wait a minute, if I got, how do I get rid of that 80%? But if I did get rid of that 80%, what would I find?
It would be,
wait a minute, you can't even imagine. High five on that one.
You know, we've been doing this and we're starting to see things, and we're doing this for 20 years. We're refining our intuition more and more. It's not something that we just have.
Right.
It's something that we actively are taking steps using the ecosystem approach to make it bigger and
daily,
bigger.
Daily, by the way.
You know, Patricia's been really intuitive since she was a child.
Yeah.
And we've talked about how she saw dead people when
sure.
she was just a kid.
I thought everybody did.
But she was shushed.
Yeah.
You know, she was shushed. And
and also told I was never allowed to tell anyone about it because they would think I was crazy.
But now, since you've been using the ecosystem approach, her intuition has just exploded.
Yeah.
So has mine.
Yes.
We work together with it all the time. We use it as a useful tool in
correct.
Everything that we do.
Well,
here's the other thing that I want to talk about.
Okay, good.
Science kind of dumbs you down. It
yeah.
narrows your focus. There's a lot of things that are invisible to science that you'll never see because it doesn't acknowledge the intangibles, the intuition.
What you can't put your fingers on, so to speak.
Here are some of the possibilities of metaphysics.
Okay. All right.
So, the sci-fi movies have talked about how robots are going to take over the Earth.
Right, wait.
The only way that that's going to happen
exactly.
if we continue to program ourselves and dumb ourselves down,
mm-hmm.
when we go into our natural abilities, the robots will never catch up.
Well, and here's my question or my comment about the whole thing. Why would I give up my power, my personal power, to a machine? Granted, if the machine wants to lift things and move it and all that sort of thing, that's one thing. But why would I give up my power to a machine when that machine knows nothing about me?
We would never do it. Okay.
Exactly. That's
but,
the point.
But it's happening because we're being programmed. Focus.
Exactly.
Here are some of the other possibilities with metaphysics.
Okay.
Disease prevention.
Huge, everybody. Huge.
Healthcare. It'll. You know, no one just gets cancer. No one just gets heart disease. There's a story behind it. There's an energy behind it.
Correct.
And you can see that thing before it even manifests within your body.
And here's another great big one. How about learning disabilities? Things like dyslexia and
ADHD.
Exactly.
ADD,
all of those,
yeah.
Yes, all of those things. Those are energies, everyone. And if your child has those disabilities, we'll say it that way, you can use the ecosystem approach to at least help them.
They're energies that can be cleared.
Yes.
So disease, working with people who don't have language. Oh, my gosh, we've done whole shows. We're working with my mom who has dementia, and we don't talk to her directly. We go around and talk to her essence directly.
Correct.
If you have someone's in a coma, if someone has stroke and they can't talk, if you have an autistic child that can't
That's
communicate,
the one I was looking for.
You can work with them. You can communicate them.
You actually
refining
can.
your intuition using the ecosystem approach and using energy.
And there's a couple other ones: climate change, racism, and hate. OMG!
Can be overcome because those are negative energies.
Exactly. So we're running out of time for this segment. Jason, what are the key points?
The greatest benefits of metaphysics using the ecosystem approach is innovation and the beneficial. And beneficial human interactions.
Mm-hmm.
Science does not recognize intuition and intangibles, which creates a weakness and affects all aspects of study.
Mm-hmm.
The discovery of the 80% negative energy within essence is the reason it is often discredited
and ignored.
Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach is designed to restore essence for the benefit of individuals. With a critical mass of people, we can benefit all mankind who are restoring their natural processes.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to start developing your metaphysical abilities and also what the traps are that can derail your process. your progress, excuse me. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show, sitting in for Dr. Pat with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light Show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show, and I'm Patricia, and he's Jason, and we're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Thank you again for that opportunity, Dr. Pat. In this segment, we're going to talk about how to start developing your metaphysical abilities and also what the traps are that you can derail your progress.
Yes.
And
yes.
I said it correct this time.
Yes.
We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, I know starting in this arena is difficult and it seems very foreign to many people. What do people struggle with the most?
It's a whole new way of looking at the world.
Mm.
We're taught from an early age to receive information outside of us
Yes.
And then process it according to programming.
Yes.
Again, we go back to the discovery of the 80%.
Mm.
And if you haven't signed up for our free section, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section, because it's a two-part article on the discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about the 80%,
right,
you can't just shift gears and start working with your essence.
Right.
Because it's kind of, it's like jumping in your car to go on a cross-country trip when you have one flat tire.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
You're not going to get very far, or you haven't put gas in it for and it's on empty, or, you know, all those things, okay? I shouldn't use the automotive metaphors. But
no, you shouldn't, but that's okay.
That's I have fun with that.
But
so,
no, it's a good one.
You know,
actually,
all the messages and even the movie scripts,
mm-hmm.
you know, my mom has dementia and we watch a lot of the Hallmark Channel. I admit to it, you know, don't shut me off, please. You know, but we watch the Hallmark Channel and almost in every episode, there's something about, oh, you have to follow your heart. Well, we agree with that. Yes.
Yes, we do.
The problem is that when you go inward to find out what your heart says,
mm-hmm.
And contrary to how it says in all the Hallmark movies, all of a sudden someone just gets it. And we've never seen that happen. What happens is that you have to clear away the negative energy,
right.
And then all of a sudden you have more and more perceptions.
Correct.
And, you know, one of the secrets to our marriage, I think, is that, not that it's a secret, but we keep clearing negative energy between us.
Right. We were actually talking about it this morning.
There was no way that she would like me if with all that negative energy, if we didn't clear it away.
Yes.
And we wouldn't have lasted this long, but we seem to do really well and get better and better
all the time.
As time goes on, our connection is increased all the time because we're constantly clearing the negative energy.
Correct.
And there was a lot there, like with everyone. Again, that goes back to the 80%.
Correct.
So science has discredited emotion and its usefulness because of the 80%.
Correct.
But too much emotion makes humans dysfunctional. It creates illness. It's mass shootings.
Yes.
Broken relationships. The evil and hate in the world. Those are all negative energies.
Right. Right.
And when emotions functions as they should or in balance, they can create, and this is what was really exciting to me.
Right.
Enhance objectivity, judgment, creativity, wisdom.
Well, and I have to jump in and say, before I started using the ecosystem approach, actually Jason and I, we created it together, but before we started doing that, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know that there was things such as objectivity or positive judgment or wisdom. And the most incredible thing that happened was when I started removing the beginning of that 80%, everything started blossoming, and I'm talking about positive things, started blossoming for me. And it was incredible to me because those things I had been trained didn't matter.
Most people come to us because they want more intuition or something like that, okay?
Yeah.
But they're surprised because when they come to us, what they get is wisdom and knowing. And
it surprises them.
It surprises them. And they can't, they one of the most common things we hear is, oh, I never thought of it that way.
Oh, that's the biggest one.
That's a form of creativity.
It really is.
We have a perspective that most programmed people don't have because they're narrowed, they're focused.
Correct. Well, and you know what, I need to say this. One of the things that I've seen in my work with people, I do a thing, I say, let's, you know, we're at like at the end of the session, I'll say, let me do a walkabout. Let me just see if there's anything else here that needs to be cleared. And oftentimes, a lot of people will take and hide things, well, because they don't know to get rid of them, but to hide them behind them. People are always looking in the front of them because that's what we were taught to do. We were programmed
to do
that.
This is all subconscious.
All of it is subconscious, and they don't realize that what's hiding behind them is affecting them as much as what's in front of them.
And when
new perspective is what I'm getting at.
When you start using the ecosystem approach, the idea of being unconscious is becomes less and less.
Right.
Because what happens is, as you clear away that negative energy, you become more and more conscious about everything in your life.
Right.
Your whole ecosystem. That's what we call
well,
the ecosystem
and
approach.
My biggest comment was, I can't believe I was so stupid and didn't see that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that kind of thing.
So here's one of the biggest traps.
Okay.
Is that using programming to develop metaphysical abilities.
Oh.
That's when you're told how to think, how to feel, what to do, and you can't create metaphysical skills outside of yourself or by forcing yourself.
Because they're naturally within you.
Yes. Many well-meaning teachers use programming methods to teach techniques and abilities for metaphysical development. Here's the best example. We had someone come to us who was an engineer. He's very successful, very prominent engineer, and he wanted to become more spiritual, and I think it was because he wanted to become happier. He was just, he had programmed himself all his life, and he just wasn't happy, and he had everything that he always wanted. He had all the money and success. And
but he didn't know how to be happy.
He didn't have any sort of happiness. So he said, I'm going to become more spiritual, and that's how I'm going to become happy. So he created a programming approach to metaphysics. He meditated at least an hour every day. He created a shrine in his office. He did all these metaphysical things, and he took all these metaphysical courses, and that's why he came to us. But he was doing it in a programmed way, as opposed to going inward and clearing what's in your way, clearing the negative energy that's in your way. He was forcing himself to do this and do that and do that, and he was wondering why he wasn't getting results.
Right.
He couldn't hear the answer because when you program yourself, it narrows your focus.
And it creates a form of noise where you cannot hear you.
Yes. So how do you start?
Okay.
We've created a simple way to start.
Okay.
Just start clearing the negative energy in your life. Clear what's in your way right now.
Okay.
So what's in my way might be different than what's in Patricia's way, and what's in someone else's way could be very unique. But a lot of people say, I don't know.
Correct.
You know, they don't have any language.
They start with numbness.
Yes. That's one of the things we tell people to start with. Start clearing numbness.
Right.
But we've also done something else. And the reason we've created these shows, we've done over 200 now, and we do them every week, is so that you can see from the audience perspective all the different ways to apply this metaphysical training using the ecosystem approach in all parts of your life. Yesterday we did a show about conception, miscarriages, and abortion.
Correct.
Oh my gosh, what does that have to do with metaphysics? But you can see the essence when it comes into a body.
Yes.
And what happens when there's a miscarriage or an abortion, and what you can do then to send that soul off in a way that's positive. There's all sorts of possibilities with this.
Exactly.
So if you listen to our show every week, you'll get that perspective. Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for that free section, because we've written out what to say.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to clear. I don't know what that means.
Right.
We're going to show you how to clear in just a minute, but the words are written out right there for
they
you.
They are.
And you can do the clearings every week. That's why for every show, we do clearings at the end.
Right.
And clearings are cumulative.
Well, and I have a comment to make. One of my clients, I just remembered this. One of my clients said, I've been doing this for 2 years, meaning that there was a time frame there, and 2 years, and I finally got what you meant by being restored and letting go of programming. They finally got it, and they said, it was like this big aha. I was running around the house looking like an idiot, but I was so happy that I finally got it. And the changes that happened to that person in a very positive way were phenomenal after this person had discovered what it all meant.
And that's one of the biggest traps is impatience.
Exactly.
Because people think that we can figure it out.
Right.
That we can figure out metaphysics, and really you have to clear the energy, and then you just know.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
So,
And the truth is, you didn't figure out that you loved me. We had to clear all the negative energy, and that's what
it was. Anyway, he's funning you there, you guys. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Metaphysical training using the ecosystem approach is a whole new way of thinking, and it may seem foreign to you. The 80% is the reason this approach requires patience, because our inner resources are probably dysfunctional when you start.
Correct.
The biggest trap is well-meaning teachers using programming methods versus removing the negative energies.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach focuses you on your natural inner resources, and they become strong, sustainable, and solid.
I love it. Jason, real fast, let's explain to the audience how we're going to do the clearing, and then in the next segment, that's what we're going to do.
Simply put, you can sit, stand, you can be walking, you can be laying down. You don't have to have a specific posture.
Right.
So we say to eliminate, and to eliminate, take what we say to eliminate, whether it's specific emotions, barriers, veils, and illusions, mm-hmm. gather those up in your body, blow them into the processor. If you want to know what the processor looks like, it's on our website again, ecosystemapproach.org.
And if you are listening and you can't do that, think of a garbage can. Whatever you put in that garbage can does not come out.
Yes.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you start to clear to develop your innate talents, abilities, and all your natural strengths. I love the way you said that. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. We are sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Expanding Love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Denae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenae.com. That's DENEE.com.
Tune in to Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, dash I-T-Y.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. We're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Thank you again, Dr. Pat, for the opportunity. In this segment, we're going to help you start to clear to develop your innate talents, abilities, and all of your natural strengths. Jason, there
you
go.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see and articulate the benefits to having metaphysical abilities to critics around me.
Ooh,
so
one.
Gather up the barriers in your mind's eye and your imagination.
And then throw them in that garbage can or processor.
Take a breath.
All right. We're going to shorten it up just a little bit. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that metaphysical abilities is natural and organic to the way humans are made. Take a nice breath. In other words, clear that guilt and shame of even thinking you might have them.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that I have that are negative energies and block my abilities.
Yes.
Clear them.
Yes.
Don't try and put them aside or ignore them.
Exactly. Take a breath. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that make me want to act like a normal programmed person. And the answer is what, Jason?
No.
There you
no,
go. All
know.
Right. Take a breath, everyone.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see how programming focuses and dumbs you down and narrows your focus.
Mm-hmm. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the first steps in developing my abilities is self-knowledge. By doing the clearing, it works, everyone. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have that says I'll look or be strange doing metaphysics.
Wait a minute. Okay.
The way we do it, you're not strange.
Not at all. Take a breath.
My daughter calls me white bread. You know, I just, I'm not, unfortunately, I'm not strange at all. I'm not strange enough.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that clearing my emotional life story is the best way to self-knowledge and metaphysical abilities as opposed to denying my emotional story and acting like it doesn't exist, which is what? Programming. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any intense anger or resentment that I have that science does not recognize intuition or intangibles.
Mm. And to eliminate any resistance I have to being open to the possibilities that metaphysics represents in practical ways, an energy approach to life, and refined intuition, which is so very important. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the greatest benefits to metaphysics for me is enhanced judgment,
yes,
wisdom, clarity about my life, creativity, and the ability to see motives for myself and others. Oh, it's a biggie.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the hate and anger I have about looking stupid in the world, but the ecosystem approach is an internal process that doesn't show on the outside. Take a breath. Thank you very much on that.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that metaphysical abilities are the great potential in the age of Aquarius.
Take a breath. Now, one of the things we didn't talk about in the last segment is that once we do the initial clearings, then we activate life force energy, which is the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. And we use that to, we call it in and we use it to help replace where that negative energy was in our physical, mental, an emotional body. Nice and easy. Follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy, pull it in right now, let it go all the way down your body to the tips of your toes for anything and everything that I need and want, including clarity, awareness, and objectivity for me starting right now. And now blow out any negative energy that's blocking you from that request.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to have the abilities that are unique to me that come from a metaphysical approach to life.
Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can trust and understand that I have innate abilities that have been blocked and covered by programming. Take a nice breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus my attention on restoring my natural abilities that are within me.
Yes, talk about happy with yourself. Take a breath.
Yes.
And last one. And to activate life force so I can activate happiness, laughter, love, fun, joy, my ability to heal, my ability to use objectivity, creativity, and the ability to love myself and then others in my highest and best interest. Life force all the way in and blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about on our show next week?
That's going to be Monday. It's the Enneagram versus astrology.
Oh.
Now, we use both of these personality tools in the ecosystem approach, but they're very different.
Yes.
And understanding the differences will give you some ideas about how to use those in an appropriate way.
Right. I absolutely love that. So did today's show touch your heart? Has it made you think in a way you maybe have never considered before?
Okay. So if it has, the way to make the ecosystem approach a bigger part of your life, here's what to do. First of all, it's as simple as listening to our show every week.
Right.
You know, 1 p.m. Pacific time and 4 p.m. Eastern time.
Correct.
On Transformation Talk Radio. Or you can listen to you can go to our website, hear the recording. We're on Facebook at theecosystemapproach.org is our Facebook page. Name, and if you're there, you can see all of our videos there, and you can like us. Please like us while we're there.
Absolutely.
I'm such a wuss about being liked, and it's great to at least see us once or twice because you get an idea of our relationship that you can't sometimes hear when you're just listening to the recording.
Absolutely.
I know a lot of people listen to the recording because it's easier.
Okay.
You know, they're doing it on the run.
Okay.
But so listen to the recording. Do the clearings with us every single
even if you don't think they apply.
Exactly. Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. You'll get a weekly newsletter with the clearings every week.
Exactly. Now, we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. Once again, I want to say thank you to Dr. Pat for letting us sit in. And you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Bye-bye, everyone.